after introducing this Halal HaGadol, which talks about how Hashem is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives, how we can feel Hashem's presence even when we eat, and as we eat one simple piece of bread, realizing what went into that, all the different processes, all the providence that went into sustaining us, that goes into sustaining us. Rav Hirsch then continues to say that in order to have us think about this idea and all of its true significance, the next two psukim, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, proclaim Hashem as being the sole, absolute, and freely commanding force and power that towers high above all the forces of nature, which men would worship as gods, as well as above all the powers of society, which men honour and fear as their overlords. The ancient world people worshipped nature. They had a rain god, a sun god, wind god. Perhaps in our times, people worship the powers of society. And therefore, this parak comes to tell us that Hashem is the one true God amongst all the alleged gods. He's the one master among the many would-be masters. Not only does he possess the power, he also puts it to use. This is what the psukim mean. Haidu l'Elohei Elohim ki lo olam chasdo. Acknowledge the God of gods, his loving kindness endures forever. Haidu l'Adonai Adonim ki lo olam chasdo. Acknowledge it to the Master of Masters, that his loving kindness endures forever. La'aisa niflaas gadolus levado ki lo olam chasdo. To him who alone does great wonders, his loving kindness endures forever. So not only does he possess the power, he puts it to use. He doesn't simply leave the course of nature and history to the effects of the laws of nature that he set up at the time of Maaseh Bereishis of creation. He intervenes even now with his unique free and personal will. He guides and leads and shapes all things by means of direct action. He does indeed possess the power, because heaven and earth and all the heavenly bodies which influence the natural development of earthly things are all his work. The purpose and goal dwelling within them, as well as the arrangement of the world preparing the interaction of those developments, are his as well. And he wields this power, as he demonstrated in Klal Yisrael's history, when he judges and saves us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, leads and protects and nourishes and disciplines, as in the journey through the wilderness, the Midbar, overflowing the destinies and establishing others. And as we inherit Eretz Yisrael. So it's really taking us on this journey of the Jewish people and showing how Hashem, from the beginning until the end, is in total control. But the rest of our subsequent history has taught us he wasn't only near us at the time of the establishment of our destiny, but he's always been near us through the courses of all of our history. And all the greatness of Hashem's rule, where he judges and delivers and leads and protects and nourishes and disciplines and overthrows and establishes many nations, his constant care throughout the ages, is demonstrated in such obvious ways in the history of nations and manifestations of the same power, which is revealed in every moment of quiet, modest subsistence which he grants to every single person. It really is an incredible, incredible parak on all about divine loving kindness from the big and small throughout our history.